Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
So, you know the film Red, Retired and Extremely Dangerous?
Starring Bruce Willis.
I feel like it should have been Red, Tired and Extremely Dangerous.
So, Retired and Extremely Dangerous.
No. So, okay, on the poster, it would be like Red and then a really small writing, Tired and Extremely Dangerous. And then underneath, the tagline of Retired and Extremely Dangerous. So, not only are they retired, but they're also Red, Tired. And this is Unfeatured Articles.
Hello and welcome to Unfeatured Articles.
Oh my god, he's back! He's back!
Oh yeah. My name is James Kehoe.
There he is, the man.
Welcome to another week of Unfeatured Articles, where we browse the articles that may or may not be featured.
Yeah, good. Ooh. That was really good. That was about as good as my opening bit.
That was
James.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm Curtis Lang. I'm joined as ever by James Keogh and the man who introduced us, Drew Buchanan.
That's me.
Hello.
It's good to be here. Yeah. Drew Buchanan, that's me.
I feel I should apologize
to
the listeners of our show for two reasons, really. One, for that horrible, just making everyone think that I was James, rather.
It was a bit of a deception your part.
It was a huge deception. And also, the second part, just for being away for a couple of weeks.
You have been away for a couple of weeks.
I have, but tell you what I have been doing.
Yeah, what have you been doing while you're away?
I've been in Paraguay.
Paraguay?
Yeah, have you boys ever been?
I've not been to Paraguay.
Not been to Paraguay. Yeah. What were you doing over there?
I will tell you, James.
Please.
I was just went searching for the perfect article.
Did you find it?
I guess we'll have to find out later in the episode.
Teased me.
I spent a couple of weeks in Paraguay. You know. It's
as you do.
Bit of fun.
Who among us hasn't gone ahead and
just spent a couple of weeks in Paraguay?
Yeah, exactly. Book your tickets.
I mean, it's certainly not Uruguay.
No, it's no Uruguay, I'll tell you that much.
Oh. But no,
I think that's a big contentious thing in Paraguay that they're not Uruguay.
They tell you what, they hate it.
They're really upset.
They are absolutely.
And you know what else people are upset about?
What?
The fact that I put a social media post out, James,
for the first time in a while,
because we recorded in our last recording sessions. Mm. We recorded one episode with Ben Barul.
Barul.
And one episode,
the old BB gun, as no one calls him.
We recorded one episode with Ben, and then one episode with Ben and Jake. The episode we recorded with just Ben has been lost to the ether.
But tell you what episode was there?
Yeah,
the BJ episode,
the Ben and Jake episode.
Ben and Jake episode.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
That's what I said.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Pick it up, all right? Just you need to dial up.
It was a bit confusing because we did record another BJ episode, but that one's just for us. That one was just for us.
I'm trying to explain to our audience.
You don't want to...
Wait, everyone, shut up. Last week...
Uh-huh.
Are you telling me last week's episode wasn't just us giving each other BJs?
See, that's the one that we didn't put out onto the feed.
Because
had to be a bit confused because we did that one.
We did do that one
and then we thought it was a bit racy for our audience.
So we put out the Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
Our audience is used to more refined content.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, we did have to nix one of the... We lost one of the episodes.
Which made it a bit confusing because we did... I think we referenced... Because we recorded the Ben one first and then the Ben and Jake one. So we were like, Ben's back, everyone.
And this is the finale.
Yeah.
No, this is the finale. Congratulations, you get another week of us.
Yeah, how
good
is that?
No, you even out. You've got the same amount of weeks, but we get to do this another week. And that's just dandy.
Yeah.
So this all going to plan. Well, I've been removed from behind the recording desk and Zane is sitting there so that nothing goes wrong.
Just for a precaution. It's fine. It's fine.
Every time that we've lost an episode, and it has happened more than once, it has been traceable back to me.
Look, all right. I'm not pointing fingers. We're not ones to point fingers here. Let's just call it Podcast Cthulhu came and snapped up the app.
Yep.
Gobbled it up.
Excellent.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's get started, boys. Shall we go to the orphanage?
Oh, one last time.
One last time.
I'm going to celebrate. Do we have the intro
music? We're
making
sure we've got the intro.
Orphanage.
And when orphans hear that sound, when you
they know we're coming.
Yeah.
They know that one lucky one of them is gonna get chosen. Mm-hmm. And boy, do they get excited.
Yeah, they do.
Every single one of them.
Most of them unnecessarily though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because a large majority of them are not being adopted. Oh, I can't make that clear enough.
Cannot stress this enough.
We are only adopting one.
Oh yeah.
There are thousands of you. We just don't have
the space. I think the whole premise is that we're compiling a list of potential ones that we're going to adopt.
Totally.
We're only adopting one next week, are we? From the list that we have.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we'll figure it out.
We'll see how many kids we can take.
I mean,
if I know anything about adopting orphans, it's that everyone just kind of goes with the flow, really.
Especially
the orphans, really.
It's kind of just a see-what-happens kind of process.
Exactly. They know. Sometimes it's like, sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't.
It's true.
Parents. Parents. Sometimes Jesus you got them, sometimes you don't.
All right, James, why are we going... What do we do at the orphanage?
The orphanage is the orphaned pages of Wikipedia. This is where there are a whole bunch of pages that aren't referenced by any other... page on the site. They're lonely, so we're gonna pick them up. Drew, give me a number.
3,100.
Are there even that many anymore?
That might be a bit too much.
1,000.
Yep.
800.
Yep.
And 90.
Yep.
9.
Ooh.
Nice. Good number. Strong number.
1899.
Year of my birth.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. We were born in the same year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1899.
Ponson Cove. Is a bay. Ponson Cove is a bay bay in the US state of Washington. Ponson Cove was named after Gamma Ponchin, an early settler and businessman.
Which state?
Washington.
Oh, that man owned slaves.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah.
No, flat out he just did.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
not probably, he did.
This is the 1890s. This guy. Yeah. Ponson Cove, everybody.
I mean, especially if you own a cove.
Yeah, that's a lot of maintenance.
Oh, yeah. Tons of slaves.
Yeah.
Curtis?
good luck choosing an article that didn't own slaves.
Yeah.
So,
you'd be surprised.
1945.
Ooh, the end of the war.
End of the big one.
The end of the war that led to the slave trade in America.
Dang it,
Oh, God damn it.
Puss
in Boots?
Not Puss in Boots. Pustovoitova is a surname. Notable persons.
Oh, so many surnames.
So many surnames. Notable people. Anastasia Pustovoita is a Russian footballer. And
is that our premier?
That's the one, yeah.
No? That's okay. It.
And then a Russian chess player by the name of Daria. Like the show.
Nice.
Yeah. Russian chess player.
Yeah.
Sorry guys if that's coming through the heaven. I'm just enjoying myself a little salt and vinegar chippy.
Yes.
All right, James. I think not mine. Let's go with the Cove.
Ponson Cove?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I back it. Ponson Cove, we adopt you.
Well, maybe.
I mean, oh right. Well, I mean, I think
we'll see.
We'll see. You've made the short list.
Yeah.
All right, that's the orphanage. So we get into the episode proper.
Good.
Who wants to start us off?
You can tell we weren't really ready to do another episode because we were all a bit like, eh. Guys, I'm going to get us off, if that's all right.
Ooh, okay. Oh, you're going to what now? No, that's the BJ episode.
Oh, please.
Stop it.
No, Curtis. Oh, my God.
I can't take anymore.
This is not a BJ episode.
No, come on.
Oh, my God.
Keep it clean, dude. Keep it clean.
If I told you... If I said the cool S, would you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I mean, like, are we talking I'm making six lines on my fucking grade six maths
book? All right, let's set the scene. You're in grade six. Teacher's talking about some equations or some shit. It's boring as fuck.
I hate division.
What are you going to do?
Oh, you know what I'm going
to
do?
Timmy next to you, he's so focused because he's such a nerd. Jacinta, you don't talk to her because you're scared of girls at this point.
Hell yeah.
So what you going to do is... Still am. What you going to do is...
Very much still am.
You got to draw.
Yeah.
One line, two line, three line.
Yep.
One line, two line, three line. Connect those lines twice. Do an arch, an arch. And that is the cool S.
Oh, damn.
If I put a picture... We will put a picture up of this. But if I put a picture up, guaranteed you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is by sight. You might not know the term the cool S. But, like, it is... It was... So, and the thing is, no one knows where it came from.
Whoa.
No one knows where it started, who came up with it, or anything like that. So,
not at all. And very... Kind of, forgive me for interrupting, but up until literally today, I thought it was the Superman S.
False.
I thought the cool S was the Superman S, and I was like, oh yeah, you can do the Superman S 3D. Like, that's not very interesting. Like, why are you coming to me with
this? Yeah.
It's just...
But...
Sometimes Drew will just say things that, like, makes it so clear that in high school... We ran in such different social circles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Drew clearly, like...
Doesn't know who Superman
doesn't
is.
Doesn't know what the Superman S is. Like,
I've never heard of Superman.
No, okay, no. I know what the Superman S is.
Well, you clearly don't.
We used to work at the same place, and they sold shirts with the Superman logo on it.
At some point, they probably sold shirts with this on it.
Yeah.
Any look, I'm going to get into the article.
So, James, I was actually... you're not going to believe this.
Oh, no.
But I was another undercover.
I knew it!
I know. I'm so sorry.
I knew it! Yeah. Damn it.
Have we talked about the undercover boss story on this podcast?
Oh, we've covered.
I think we have.
Yeah. I think we've
more than covered. All right, guys.
Kaz, please continue.
The cool S, also known as the Stussy S, Super S. There you go, Drew.
Hey.
Pointy S, Graffiti S, Universal S, and many other names is a graffiti signature of popular culture that is typically doodled on children's notebooks or graffitied on walls. The exact origin of the S is unknown and may have begun as a geometric puzzle or pattern dating back centuries.
That's actually not true. My cousin's friend made it up, and
he also his dad worked at Nintendo.
His dad knows Nintendo, and
there's a Super Mario triplets coming
out. It's happening.
I have a story about this.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Not the S, obviously, because I was too busy banging chicks in high school.
Too cool.
But
so cool.
Yeah, in grade six when we were like 12.
Yeah, so
cool.
Damn, he's so cool.
That's not upsetting at all.
No. What wasn't then, and it isn't.
It now.
Still
now.
Isn't. Still isn't sad at all. Go on.
No, my mum has this, like, very, like, age-old story in her family that she thought she invented Marco Polo.
That is so classic Nikki.
Wow.
Very classic.
That is classic Nikki.
Nikki Buchanan.
All this
Nikki
time.
Nikki Gabby Buchanan.
I didn't know I was interacting with a celebrity.
She invented Marco Polo. Mm,
that's incredible.
Big time. And... The way she tells it was like, oh yeah, we didn't call it Marco Polo. Like we had obvious, like I from what I gather, I think they had a different name from Marco and like Polo, obviously, but it was still a call and response sort of game.
Well, did it have any correlation? Because like Marco Polo was a dude. Did your mum just say random names like Jeffrey Thomas?
Curtis, I wasn't there at the time.
Wasn't there at the time.
Call up Nikki. I need answers.
Yeah, we really need the full story on this one.
I'll get it for next week.
I'm actually looking up the Wikipedia article for the game Marco Polo, and sure enough, there she is.
Nikki
Buchanan.
True.
She
did do it. Guys, the cool S consists of 14 line segments, forming a stylized pointed S shape. It has also been conferred to the infinity symbol. The tails, the pointy ends, of the S appear to link underneath so that it loops around on itself in the same way as the infinity symbol does.
That's true.
The cool S has no reflection symmetry, but has a twofold rotational symmetry.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Yes. Yeah. As illustrated, a common way to draw the shape begins with two sets of three parallels, vertical lines, one above each other, as I stated previously.
Yeah. So just an S.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. That's do you need me to draw it for you again?
No. I mean, you were saying that the first thing is like two parallel lines followed
three.
By three parallel lines followed by all this shit. It's just an S though.
Like, is that how you draw an S?
Once you link it, no, that's not how I draw an S. But like once you link it,
is that how Nikki draws an S?
Leave Nikki out of this.
Okay. The origin of the cool S is unclear. The name Superman S.
Oh, hold on.
Comes from a belief that it was a symbol for Superman.
Oh, we were
giving
Drew...
costume features a stylized S in a diamond shape.
So much
but
shit.
But that shape is quite different. Oh, my God.
But it's real.
I can't believe I disparaged you
We're so sorry, Drew.
A public apology on this
We've
podcast.
We've jilted you.
Okay.
I mean, they're clearly different, but clearly you're not the first idiot to be taken in by this.
Yeah, no. Okay, all right. This is going to be my second public apology of tonight's podcast. But okay, first public apology. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Curtis and James.
No, I wasn't. We weren't asking you to give us an apology. We were apologizing to you.
You've been vindicated.
No. I know I have been vindicated, but I'm sorry.
Are you all right? Have you had too many wines?
I'm sorry it's taken this much time. And my second.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I haven't had too many wines.
I don't believe you.
My second apology.
Yeah. What's it going to be?
It's going to JJ's.
The real ones out there. Hell yeah.
Because James seemed to think that I didn't know what the Superman thing was. And honestly, I kind of doubted it myself a bit.
All right. Now we've just released into the world where both of you worked at one point.
I really don't give a shit. At all.
We're not beeping that?
Nah.
We're not beeping that?
No.
Hey, JJ's, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
They've very certainly fired me. I don't know about James.
I know they fired you.
He did get me the job, but...
It's true.
James and I worked at a clothing store. You pick one.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Now, let's beep it, and we'll refer to it from now on as KK's.
KK's is good.
It was KK's clothing.
That puts James us out of an illegal KK. Hot yeah. water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
But... Can yeah. I get...
No, please.
Finish your apology, and then we'll move on.
I just like to get through an article one day.
No, I realize we have taken a fair amount of time.
No, apologies
to all the CEOs and employees of KK's. I sold so many just really, really racist shirts.
Yeah, they got so many of them.
Thinking it was Triple K's.
Right.
And turns out that was just the staff shirt for the Christmas party.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have...
Okay, hang on.
You crossed a line there.
I really did.
I crossed a line.
It was not
Can I just break down this joke
quickly? Yeah, please.
So I wouldn't recommend it.
No, I'm gonna. So... Mm-hmm. You work at KK's, which is
KK's.
Our name for the store that we've already stated.
Yes.
And even though it's 2K's...
No, I worked for KK's.
Worked for them. Even though it's 2K's...
It's 2K's, but...
Yeah.
You had a work shirt that had 3K's on it in the fictional reality of this joke.
The shirt was KK's crazy sale.
Okay.
And the crazy was spelled with a K. And so if you lined it up.
No, yeah, guys. Try and pull back the Ku Klux Klan joke.
No, that's the thing. It looked like.
What joke? What are you talking about?
Who's that?
Oh, my God. Okay. Although frequently referred to as the Stussy S.
What's racism?
Emmy Coates, who has worked alongside Sean Stussy since 1985, has stated that it was never a symbol of the Californian Surf Company. Paul Cobley, professor in language and media at Middlesex University in London, England, gives another explanation. That is, it's fun to draw.
It is. He's not wrong.
He is not wrong.
Was Paul, whatever his name was, a toddler?
I think he might have been.
And a toddler, also a professor.
A toddler with a document. Hey, guys.
He's a baby boss.
Hey, guys. That's... everything.
That's all the article has.
That's all it's got.
It ends with it's fun to draw.
It's fun to draw.
Hey, that's a good point to stop on.
It is.
I hope if I ever have a Wikipedia article, the thing is just like, he's fun to talk to.
He is.
And it's just like, oh, okay. That's nice guy. Nice guy.
Fancy shirts.
Cool guy.
Fun to talk to.
Fun to talk
Drew,
to.
Drew, you're up.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Okay.
Are you ready? Are you, have you got
go?
Mine was also the coolest. No. I'm curious.
That has also happened before.
As it
In a previous episode of the podcast, that was lost.
You brought one of Tully's old articles, I believe, to the table.
I did. Me and Tully are the same person.
It's true, though.
What do you boys know about Sasquatch Mountain Resort?
Sasquatch Mountain Resort?
Not a whole lot, can I be honest with you?
Break it down. Not a whole lot? Okay. So basically, honestly, basically what it is, it's it's a ski resort.
A ski resort.
Yeah. Very, like, nearly closed at a lot of points due to bankruptcy.
Oh, boy.
Okay, wait. I'll give you...
Take us back a bit.
Yeah, okay. So, opened in 2003, I believe it was.
Oh, okay.
And there are 4 years in... it closed in 2017, I believe.
Closed in 2017.
Nice 14-year life cycle.
Uh-huh.
Where it nearly, very, very nearly, like, landed into bankruptcy.
Is this place officially called Sasquatch, et cetera, et cetera?
I think so. Well, it was previously known as Hemlock Valley Resort.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're... Okay, okay. So
okay, here we go.
You have... I'll give you three guesses.
James.
I will take... I got to do my three guesses,
James,
first.
It's going to get interesting soon.
Yeah.
If you can guess any...
I'm invested.
Of the 4 years that it nearly turned into bankruptcy.
Okay.
I will give you a twisty.
Okay, I'm invested now.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
2007.
No.
2009.
No.
2005.
Yes.
Yes.
Previously known as Hemlock Valley Resort, the resort closed due to bankruptcy receivership in 2005.
Was this the first bankruptcy claim?
This very well done, James. This was the first bankruptcy claim.
I'm just saying, it's like 2 years after the business opened.
Yeah.
Usually,
no,
the businesses last a little bit longer before they declare bankruptcy.
Well, like I think their last one was in 2017.
Yeah. I would assume so.
2017.
Yes.
Can I have a twisty?
You get a twisty.
Thank
too.
You.
Yeah.
I haven't got my original twisty from 2005.
Get your twisty.
Twisty.
James, let's eat our twisties
and
together.
A twisty for you. Ooh.
Nom nom nom. Twisty sound. Twisty sound. Twisty sound. Rum nom nom nom. This is me eating a twisty. Rum nom nom nom.
You can see who's more more invested in the podcast.
I was invested in my twisty, motherfucker.
No, okay. All right. So, 2005, 2017.
True. Okay.
2006.
Are you literally just telling us about a ski resort
does
that
Bigfoot
went
show
bankrupt
up?
A bit?
Does Bigfoot show
no,
up?
Yeah, does Bigfoot show up?
Well, if Bigfoot showed up,
they wouldn't,
then they wouldn't be going into bankruptcy then,
that.
Would they?
Like, why?
Okay. But what? Where is the interesting part of this
what
article?
What is the hook of this article?
I just thought I had... I had a fun game.
You're
you
right,
guys.
No, this is
no. Okay, all right. No, I'll. You want more?
I want the juicy.
You drive me to poison my body with nicotine.
Curtis injects nicotine straight into his balls, and that's because of you.
It's because of you.
That is because of me. Okay, all right.
What you got, bud?
Come on, bring it home.
This could be a winning article, but we just don't know. Like,
we just don't know yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Hemlock Valley was first opened for skiing on December 21, 1969 by a company known then as Hemlock Valley Recreation.
Wasn't it opened in 2003?
HVR.
Uh-huh.
The facilities were initially very basic, with just a single rope tow lift and an older school bus with a wood-burning stove to serve as the ski lodge.
What a fucking terrible ski resort.
Some 30 to 40 families visited the ski hill that first season.
I get more families visiting my home every day. Protesting against the fact that I
James is a very good host.
Yeah.
Over the 70s, a lodge was built and three chairlifts were added. With the third completed in 1978, a resort community of 225 lots was developed.
I think I've clued into what Drew's bit is here.
Due to the recession of the early 80s, the resort encountered financial difficulties.
I think Drew literally just might have found a random article. And might just be reading the article to us.
Sorry, what?
I think you might have just found a random article because you ran out of time and you're just reading the article to us.
Due to the recession of the early 1880s,
you've read this bit. You've read this exact
financial
bit.
Difficulties.
This is the same bit you
and
wrote.
And ownership was transferred to the provincial government via the British Columbia Development Corporation.
True.
A new company then acquired the ski hill.
I wish you were Ben Barul. I wish you were Ben Barul. I wish Ben Barul was
here. Hemlock Valley Resorts Incorporated.
I wish we didn't lose the episode with Ben.
Or HVRI for short for.
Do you know what's really fun?
Yeah.
The episode with Ben could have been, I think, one of our best
episodes
we've ever recorded.
It was so good.
It was such a good fucking episode.
It was a really
and
good
now
episode.
We're here with Drew Buchanan and he's reading us the fucking ski resort article.
See what Ben doesn't know about how this podcast works is. So. Obviously, we have no control over how it gets recorded. It doesn't get edited.
Oh, God, no.
Edited.
No.
But yeah, we kind of submit the podcast to Zane as well. And there's a tribunal of judges. And
there is.
And they decide if it's funny or not. Like, if it's not funny, then they delete the episode.
And they are randomly selected every episode.
The tribunal,
Of notable people in the industry.
That's right.
Yeah. Very. And you would not believe who we got in this week.
We got a star.
It was, they're judging this week.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, Sigourney.
The legend herself.
Yeah.
Winner of the 1997 Academy Award for Best Name.
Oh, no, sorry. Curtis, I should probably rectify this. It's not the Sigourney Weaver you're thinking of.
Oh.
I'm actually a part of a knitting group on Facebook, and there's a lady, Sigourney, who, I mean,
oh, and she's
a weaver.
Yeah, we kind of gave her the nickname, but she...
Hey, Drew.
She leaned into it as
Drew, mate, just a question. Do you ever, just edit any bits that come out of your mouth, or...?
No.
Good.
Curtis, as well, you wouldn't believe who was also here.
Who?
Sigourney Weaver, the actress.
Oh, my God, really?
Oh, no way.
We are really going to have to get some pens and some name tags, because that's going to get crazy.
Cuckoo crazy.
You just mean she's in the knitting group as well, right? The actress Sigourney Weaver is also in
she's here. She's coming to the door now.
Hey, Sigourney. Hello.
Sorry, we just don't have enough mics.
Hi, guys.
Hi guys,
it's me, Sigourney Weaver.
There she goes again.
I'm off now.
Oh, bye, Sigourney.
Wow.
And that is all we could afford from Sigourney Weaver.
That cost us $10,000. Drew, you got any more else on the ski lodge, Chief?
What's up with your article? Do you have about 10 more minutes of stuff on?
Because no,
I reckon we can
pad
out.
The 2014 to 2015 ski season was cancelled entirely due to lack of snow.
Oh, can I do mine?
James, you can do yours.
Okay, cool. Unless, of course, you've got.
Yeah, no. You go, of course.
No, all he's going to do it at the same time.
Oh, I see. Are you ready for the gag?
Yeah, let's go.
So, my
in 2015, Hemlock Resort
actually ever come out
before. $1.5 billion all season expansion. Sorry, I thought we were doing.
No, it's okay. So my article is that the person.
When you're ready, mate.
That's cool. I've muted Drew.
Good.
Okay, he's back up.
Okay, Drew.
Hey, Drew, that was a really good article, man.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks.
Like real winner to bring out the season with.
Yeah, why are we even joking around here? Why do I even have to do my article?
In terms of unfeatured?
Oh, extremely.
Extremely unfeatured.
Yeah.
On a technicality, I think Drew might have gotten us.
Yes. Okay. Can I do my article?
You got anything else?
No. No, yeah, James.
I really don't want you to...
No, you just look a little hurt.
Come on.
Drew, hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Come on.
Come on, show us that smile.
All right, give us one more sentence.
One more sentence.
Yeah, give us one more
Choose
sentence.
Choose any sentence from the article.
I just want you to give me... Just give me a sentence.
Any sentence from the article.
I'm ashamed as a professional.
No.
You don't need to be, because none of us are.
Drew.
None of us are professionals.
Give us another sentence. Go on.
Over the 70s, the launch was built and 3 chairlifts were added, with a 3rd lift completed in 1978.
Oh.
A resort community of 225 lots was developed.
That sounded like two sentences.
Yeah, that was two sentences. You're on thin ice,
Drew. You're on thin ice, Buchanan. James?
Yes, I want to tell a story. So I will.
So wait,
bring us out. Bring us out for season 2.
How many more sentences do I have to live?
None.
You literally.
I'm
you
closing
have
this.
Negative
closing
one
this.
Sentences. We gave you a budget of sentences and you blew it immediately.
You were vastly overextended yourself.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't even talking about ski season sentences.
Just general sentences.
General.
No. You're still any word that you say, it's too much. Good. Here's my story. Sorry.
There's a film on in the background.
The film.
It's retired. Red 2. Retired. Red tired and
red
extremely tired dangerous.
2. Red tired again. Red tired. In 1971. You can talk again. I'm going to give you the ability to talk again, Drew.
Yay. Do I have to give up my mermaid fin?
You do though. You didn't kiss the prince in time, dude.
It took me a lot much longer than I'm proud of to figure that one out.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck
are
you
talking
about?
The rules were very clear, Drew. Those poor unfortunate souls.
Poor unfortunate souls.
James, what do you got? Curtis, I'll apologize for my friend. James, go.
In 1971, 5 high school students, specifically Steve Kappa, Dave Reddix, Jeffrey Knoll, Larry Schwartz, and Mark Gravich.
Okay.
San Rafael, California. They called themselves the Waldos because their chosen hangout spot was a wall outside the school. Very creative.
Very. Mm.
Did
they dress up like Waldo?
They did not.
Wally? No, I thought I would have lost so much money.
No, it's literally just because they hung out by a wall because they called themselves the Waldos. This is 1971. Comedy hadn't been invented. Oh. But they...
Comedy was easier in the 70s.
They had a plan.
Did they?
They had a plan, these...
We're just going to let that one go?
5 boys. Yeah, I was going to, like, do a big thing days. But I was like, it's been done.
Kids these days.
Go watch Nanette.
It is probably the group. We all love Nanette.
Yeah. You go watch Annette and talk about comedy these days.
Yeah, jeez.
5.
It's so good. Can we talk about Annette for a second? Just really quickly. The way it circumvents like traditional comedy formats to tell like an absolutely incredible story, but it's still very funny.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
It's very good.
Cool.
Go watch Annette.
James, do your article.
Yes. These five boys.
I just really want to clarify that I was being really sincere there because it often sounds like we're being sarcastic when we really gear shift into being sincere.
Yes.
But
yes,
I was
yes.
so... I love Nanette.
Go watch Nanette.
That's the end of my Nanette bit.
Also, please like me if you get a chance.
Yeah, Josh.
So good.
Josh Thomas.
Oh, no.
That wasn't
me recommending Josh Thomas's...
Your article.
Yeah.
No. God, we have to record the bracket episode next and I'm so terrified.
Okay. Let's make it brief. Called themselves the Waldos. They had a plan. They, in fact, had a treasure map. And they were going to find something, right? They had a plan, these 5 high school students.
Mm.
They had a plan to search for an abandoned cannabis crop that they had learned about based on a treasure map made by the grower. The Waldos designated Beniamino's Bufano's 1940... Louis Pasteur statue on the grounds of San Rafael High School as their meeting place and the time that they would meet together at this place.
Can I guess?
You may.
3:25 after school?
Not quite.
4:20?
This is the origin.
This is the origin of 4:20.
This is how 4:20 happened.
Really?
Uh-huh. The Waldos referred to this plan with the phrase 420 Lewis, because the Lewis Pasteur statue was there.
Is this the 420 article?
This is the 420 article. Don't jump ahead. Don't get in the way
of my story.
I'm not.
I'm just joining you on this journey, man.
All right. After several failed attempts to find the crop, the group eventually shortened their phrase to simply 420, which ultimately evolved into a code word that the teens used to mean consuming cannabis. Now, the way this spread, Mike Edison, who is...
The disgruntled, like, former cousin of Thomas Edison.
Yeah, he got the inventions first, but Thomas just swept him. Mike Edison, I think,
that's
just a journalist.
That's funny, because Thomas did swipe him, but it was
from Tesla.
Man, informed comedy.
Says that Stephen Hager of High Times...
I retract my 70s comment.
...was responsible for taking the story about the Waldos to mind-boggling cult-like extremes and suppressing all other stories about the origin of the term. Hager wrote Stoner Smart or Stoner Stupid, in which he attributed the early spread of the phrase to Grateful Dead followers after Reddix. So Reddix was one of the teens.
Mm.
He became a roadie for the Grateful Dead, and called for 420 to be the socially accepted hour of the day to consume cannabis. So he was kind of like, he was like on the road with this band and was like, oh, hey guys, let's, if we're going to have weed, let's do it at 420. Let's make it a time. And then it kind of grew from there. From then, of course, it's grown catastrophically. April 20 has become an international counterculture holiday where people gather to celebrate and consume cannabis. Many events have a political nature to kind of advocate for the like legalization of cannabis. On that day, many marijuana users protest and civil disobedience by gathering in public to light up at 4:20 p.m. It's all kind of become this massive event. 4:20 also kind of is the results in a lot of stolen street signs, because a lot of street signs bear the number 420 and are frequently stolen.
We wouldn't know anything about that, would we?
No. Stealing street signs? Never. And the dial code...
That was clever. I'm an undercover cop. I was trying to get you to admit to something there and you didn't.
Don't know what you're talking about.
It really lost all its leverage after you did it the first episode of this season.
Did I?
We know you're an undercover cop by now. Like,
oh yeah, I've made undercover cop jokes a bit.
It's true. You joke about it so much.
Undercover articles.
A bit too much, if you ask me. I don't these jokes.
No, what are you fucking? No, man. I'm not a narc.
The country dial code.
You're a narc.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I've been wearing a wire this whole time.
Oh,
damn!
Show me that chest, baby.
Flipped it around. So, the Czech Republic, their country dial code is 420.
Fuck yeah.
So, as the country dial code of the Czech Republic is 420 and the rate of cannabis use there is one of the highest in the world, some foreign visitors think that cannabis is legal in this Central European country. However, those smoking cannabis outdoors will be fined for possessing more than 10 grams of marijuana.
Jesus.
10 grams.
10 grams
is
a lot.
It's a bit.
So, yeah, they
without
kind of
knowing too much.
Yeah, what are you talking about? But even smoking it outdoors, even then, it's pretty lax laws in comparison to what other like countries and states have. Because you can't smoke it outdoors. You'll be fined if you smoke it outdoors, and it's a crime to possess more than 10 grams, which is, even then is like, yeah. In 2016, Snoop Dogg displayed his knowledge of marijuana on the game show The $100,000 Pyramid. He replied without delay that the country code for the Czech Republic is 420. That's just a thing that he knows because it relates to the phrase 420. He would later use the number as one of the dollar amounts in the Face the Devil bonus round of his 2017 reboot of the classic American TV game show The Joker is Wild. Snoop Dogg, I don't know if you guys know this, Snoop Dogg enjoys marijuana.
No.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, he has it. He actually has it a lot. I think it's a medical thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg has terrible back pain.
He does. But yeah, so that is the origins and the sort of impact of 420. There are events, of course, everywhere for 420. Despite one study finding a supposed increase in the risk of fatal motor vehicle crashes on April 20, this was later shown not to be true. So there you go.
Can I tell a very, very quick story?
Oh, please.
Just because I know that...
if you must.
Oh, it's a very quick story.
It's a very quick story.
Just because I know my My parents don't know how podcasts work.
Yeah, they're not.
I have been like how you were saying how 420 or like the guys at 420 started, like,
yeah,
like they were chasing this law of kind of they were chasing this law of like hidden cannabis.
Yeah,
I've been at Kick-Ons.
Oh yeah,
at a
love a bit of Kick-Ons.
Can't get wrong.
At a
if I was to summon Drew Buchanan from hell in the summoning circle, I would put a cricket DVD.
Oh.
A Nang.
Uh-huh.
Just one?
Just one.
Just the one, just unfortunately. One.
I would put the concept of Kick-Ons.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
so we wouldn't be at Kick-Ons, it would just be
We would be at Kick-Ons, but like I would have to put the concept of Kick-Ons in the summoning circle. And then I'd put his bones.
Chuck his bones in there.
Chuck his bones, because in this situation, he is dead.
He's dead, and you have his bones.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
What's the rest of your story? Kick-Ons.
No. We were at this public park, there was this story going out there that somebody stashed like a bunch of weed.
Oh yeah,
in this kind of in this like
a geocache of weed
in the park.
Someone stashed a bunch of weed in the park.
Not in the park, but like in between the roof of the building, kind of we were under.
Oh
and,
yeah,
like,
sort of the whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
The padding,
and we spent.
Looking for this weed,
trying to find this,
for it tearing down the house.
We were like, maybe someone got to it before us.
Maybe. So but the legend,
we just couldn't let go of the fact that it didn't exist.
Right?
We were like, no, it definitely exists. Just somebody.
Was the legend was that quick. Someone just complete a random person had hid this weed, or was it someone you supposedly knew who had stashed this weed? Where did this legend come from?
As along with a lot of other legends, I don't really know.
Don't know the details.
I just kind of went to I was like,
you hear free weed.
I'm up for an adventure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go. Why not?
That is my story on 420, which brings us to the conclusion of tonight's episode, or today's episode. You can listen to this whenever you want.
There's only three of us today, gents. However, Zane C. Weber is behind the recording booth, so I reckon we
would you like to
Zane to vote on which of today's articles they would like to see go through to the finale.
Yep.
Zane, I'm handing it over to you.
Can I get a quick recap?
Sure thing. So,
I had the Cool S. You're aware of the Cool S, yes?
I am aware of the Cool S.
The Cool S.
Zane invented the Cool S.
Zane did. Drew had...
So Zane, what I had
the
was...
The Sasquatch Mountain.
Sasquatch. Oh, Resort. Yeah.
Zane was listening the entire time.
You obviously have it in your brain. Cause
it's a very memorable...
What you're going to vote.
And James had...
420.
420.
In parentheses, cannabis culture.
I am notably a huge fan of cannabis culture.
Yeah, I know Zane. And Zane's
if I know
big,
anything.
Weed head.
Big stoner.
Yeah. I'm gonna vote for it's a weird week.
It is a weird week.
Yeah.
I wish we had
wish we had Ben. No, this is a good episode.
You're right. All right. Yeah. Let's not be negative.
Wait.
Yeah, stop being negative.
Zane give his choice.
You're right.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go vote for Sasquatch Mountain.
Right? Yes! Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
Jesus Christ.
Oh God, you guys.
I just want to hark back to this one time on this podcast where Mud won.
Yeah.
I think Sasquatch is so much better compared to Mud.
You're so right.
So
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Zane, that is why you are the podcast dad. You control every podcast that goes on in the network that we are under, obviously. You're very wise.
I am.
He knows what the fans want.
He does know what the fans want. And on that stupendously absurd note, thank you so much for listening, everybody. Drew, thanks for coming on again, Chief. You've been away for a little bit, but it's good to have you back.
I have. Yeah, it's good to be back.
It's always good to be back. Are you off to a party now?
Well, you might stick around. I mean, like, who knows?
If you see Drew, who knows what happens? If you see Drew next episode, you'll know that he's stuck. Hashtag Alex Smith stuck around.
Would you all like to know
what's today's day of the
today's
day?
Day of the day. Well,
day of the day of the day of the day.
So today, I believe, is the 15th, if I'm not mistaken,
of October. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
is it the 15th of?
Not today. Today on the day the episode drops, Drew.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he broke the cannon. He broke the cannon.
October 15th is.
It was called That's Cannon Productions until just now when you broke the cannon. It is?
No, it's October the 15th. It is.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
What do we got?
It's Global Hand Washing Day.
Wash your hands, you dirty. Dirty, dirty boys and girls. Guys, everyone who listens to this podcast, I can guarantee, does not wash their hands.
Wash your hands as you're listening to this. Be washing your hands. I'm washing my hands right now.
It's not on.
Now, remember, guys, next week is our bracket breakdown of Unfeatured Articles Season 2, where we're going to rank every single article we've done this season.
We're going to do it.
It's going to be great. We've got... we're doing it differently this time than we did last season. We've got some segments.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're hopefully going to hear from a couple of people who've been on this season as well.
Yep.
Tell us what their favorite article is. And I believe we're going to have... to make up for last week's fuck around, and because they know they are the longest listener,
yes,
and they know every single episode. Ben Barul is going to be joining us again,
resident UFA expert. Ben Barul is going to come in and lighten up our lives.
Exactly,
it's going to be very exciting. So stick around for that. I believe it's going to be a two-parter.
I think it would be very...
If it was not a two-parter...
It would be such a big call to say that it's just going to be one episode.
So look forward to part one of that next week. Until then, happy, happy, happy Global Hand Washing Day. And till next time, browse responsibly.
Let's talk about X, baby.
Crappy relationships, the bane of our collective existence. But what do we learn from our mistakes?
I'm relationship columnist Liz Best.
And I'm funny guy Tom Harris.
Ghosts of Boyfriends Past will chat to guests about love gone wrong and take you on a journey through the funny, tragic, horrifying...
And sometimes just plain bonkers stories about that crazy little thing called love. It's like a group therapy session.
With two people completely unqualified to be leading it. New episodes drop fortnightly on Thursday, so join in to hear tales of heartbreak and woe and hopefully wind up a little wiser or drunker for it.
That's Not Cannon Productions podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.